in your Bibles to the book of 2 Chronicles tonight. Book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. It is a joy to be in the Lord's house. Amen. I'm thankful for the good singing that we've heard here tonight. I tell you, I like good singing. I do. It sure helps get everybody's minds on the Lord before the preacher gets up. I've heard folks say, oh, let's don't sing, let's just let them preach. Not me, buddy. I'm going to let them sing a while and get our hearts back where they ought to be. Yeah. Then we can get the book in there. Amen. I thank the Lord for His goodness. And I appreciate every church come over tonight. I about preached myself dip last night. And you can probably tell that in my voice. But I'd rather blow out than rest out. Amen. Yeah. I tell you, I'm glad to serve the Lord. He's not making me. I get to. Amen. Yeah. I thank Him for that tonight. Appreciate every church coming this way. And I thought while I was sitting there, I'm glad we ain't in a room full of safety matches. You say, what in the world? That they only strike on their own box. I was watching and listening. And everyone singing, that's to everybody getting in it. Amen. I've been in those meetings. I'm sure some of you preachers have too. They'd shout when their group got up, and they'd sit like a knot of log when everybody else got up. Amen. I believe we ought to get in this thing together. Just worship Him. Magnify Him. Amen. He's the reason we're here. Amen. I thank Him so very much. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I'm going to read a famous verse. You stand if you're willing and able. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse number 14. I was praying today what the Lord had me to preach. And I knew we had several churches together. And I was praying about that. Praying about sinners that's been in the meeting as well. God touched my heart with this verse. I believe it is the answer for our nation. Amen. I know the president's in town, but the only thing going to help us, amen, if the church of the living God have an old-fashioned Holy Ghost sin-killing revival, that is the only hope that this nation has. And I meant it though that I am not political. You throw them all in a brown paper sack and let them fall out and they all just alike. Amen. Our hope and our help is in the Lord. Amen. I thank God I know Him and He knows me. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. The Bible said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I'll read that again because it is the key. Amen. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You, Lord, tonight for mercy and for grace. Thank You for the good songs that we've heard here tonight. Lord, as they just sung, if it wasn't for the Lord, what would I do? Lord, I'm thankful, Lord, for the day You reached down in the muck and mire sin and rescued me, lifted me out, washed me in Your precious blood, set me on the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help me now, I pray. Strengthen my voice and my body. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, I pray in these last days, in wrath remember mercy. Oh God, we know You are our only hope and our only help. Lord, we lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. I thank You now. Lord, save that soul nearest hell. Help us as Your people. And we'll praise You and we'll thank You. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look at three words here and I'll bring our thought. Here's the word if, the word then, and the word I. The word if, the word then, and the word I. I want to preach, God helping me, just a moment or two on this subject. The I hinges on the if. The I hinges on the if. Somebody said, now, preacher, don't you believe revival is a sovereign act of God and that God must do the reviving? I sure do. But that does not take away your responsibility and my responsibility. Hey, I'm going to tell you, God's going to honor His word. God will stand on His word. But I'm telling you, our problem tonight, it ain't everybody else, it's us. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. How the world is not keeping the church from having revival. The church is keeping itself from having revival in these days. I'm glad that God is still in the reviving business. Hey, if I didn't believe that, I'd quit traveling the roads. I'd go to the house. I'd sit down and never preach again. But I'm telling you, that God's still able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. God is still able to revive His church. Amen. Amen. I'm a praying for it. Amen. I'm a looking for it. Yeah, man, I ain't traveling hoping God can do it. Oh no, I'm going looking for Him to do it. Hey, I don't know where He'll start. I just hope He'll let me get in on it. Amen. I'm saying tonight that the only hope that America has lies with the people of God if we'll do what God said we had to do. Amen. We find that the if is a condition, and the condition is on us. Amen. God, listen, God don't have to be begged. You do know that. God does not have to have His arm twisted. Amen. The problem is us. Now, it may not settle well, but it's right. Your worst enemy is you. Amen. That individual that you looked at in the mirror, that individual that you walk around inside the body of, that is your worst enemy. Amen. I'm telling you, revival is possible, but it's up to us. Amen. I'm talking about the eye hinges on the if. He said then. Amen. Now you may not shout like you did last night, and that'll be all right, because I'm going to preach this same Bible. Amen. This blessed old book, it's still getting the job done. Amen. It needs to get a hold of us. We was talking last night, some of us, there's never been revival without conviction. Amen. If you're looking for a revival to make you feel warm and fuzzy and shout all the time, that ain't revival. Hey, shouting will come out of it, sure. But I'm telling you, there'll first be some heart searching and heart repentance and seeking God. Amen. Hey, this Bible will break up the fallow ground of your heart. Amen. I'm saying the eye hinges on the if. Let's look at these two things just a moment. First of all, in this verse, we see the responsibility of God's people. What do we got to do, church? The same thing that every generation before us had to do. Now, you listen to me. I'm not looking for a repeat of what God did in the past. I know that just blows your mind. But you hear me. God doesn't repeat Himself. Amen. God has something fresh and real for right now. I'm thankful for what He did back there. I'm glad God's let me in my life being a marriage of revival in some places. But I'm telling you, we ain't seen everything that God can do yet. I'm telling you, He's still got some fresh bread and fresh power. Amen. Fresh Holy Ghost. And that a new work in us and change us. Hey, that's what we're needing. Amen. For these young'uns to see a move of God. That's what some of the men were talking about in prayer room. Reminding of their childhood days. I'm glad for that. You see, God ain't dead. God ain't old and wringing His hands in heaven, scratching His head, saying, what am I going to do now for them? Amen. I'm telling you, God is awaiting on a group of believers. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, can I tell you, look at me tonight, I am very glad to be called a Christian. Amen. I'm patriotic. I love America. But I'm more excited about being a child of the living God even than anything else I can imagine. Amen. He said of my people. So that sets aside the devil and his crowd. Amen. Sodomites, perverseness, everything else you want me, that sets it all aside. And it brings it down into your lap and into my lap. Here we are Wednesday night, a revival meeting. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. God still can revive, but it's up to you and I what we're going to do with it tonight. He said the responsibility is ours. What we got to do, preacher? Number one, we're going to have to humble ourselves. That's what he said. If my people, what you call my name, shall humble themselves. Our problem is our pride. Amen. It is hindering us greatly. Some have sat here all this meeting thus far. God's been a stirring. And folks been getting in it and waving their hands and a hollering and a shouting. And, oh, you'd like to. But your pride ain't letting you. Amen. I'm telling you, we're going to have to humble ourselves. The way up, but God still down. He said in James 4, verse 10, humble yourselves before God. Amen. If you lift yourself up, God will bring you down. Amen. We're in a day, let me say this, and hear me good. I make no apologies for what I preach. I'm a preaching the Bible. We are living, according to Revelation 3, in the Laodicean part of the church age. That lukewarm spirit is on the church. Amen. And by the way, them that's lukewarm, hear me, they ain't the modernist. They're not the liberal churches. You see, we still carry our King James Bible, and we should. For there is no other book. Amen. We still shout, and we should. We still preach the gospel, and we should. But we got used to it. We're taking it for granted, Pastor. We think we're always going to have the freedom that we're enjoying tonight. Do you have your head buried in the sand? Do you not see what's on the horizon for America? I thought about this the other day. It has been in my heart since I was 15 years old, Brother Tom, to be a full-time evangelist. God had me pastor for 20 years. Now the last 2.5, going on 3, I've been a full-time evangelist. But I thought the other day, Lord, you finally let me in on it. Doubt in. Amen. Because that's where we're at. Amen. We're gleaners. The reapers have done come through the field. You do know that. The main harvest has been collected. We're grabbing a handful here and a stalk over there and a stalk over there. I got good news for gleaners. We're going to sit with the reapers. Amen. They ain't going to outshine the gleaners. I'll promise you that. If we'll be faithful and get in our side of the field, if it's just a little corner, ain't God be a gleaner in your corner and do something for God. Amen. That way our sin spirit's here. We're there. Amen. We need to humble ourselves. We're puffed up. Amen. Those of us who are Bible believers have let our flesh get to thinking, boy, we've done something. Amen. And we're going to have to humble ourselves. Bow the knee. You remember something I said the other night, and I'm gonna hit it one more time. God can plant you, and God can plant me, and raise up a new crop tomorrow to do more and better than we've ever done in our life. He don't need me. He don't need you. But we need Him. Amen. We're going to have to, brother, again bow before Him and humble ourselves and say, God, it ain't everybody else in trouble, but God, it's me.
Amen.
Amen. I'm preaching right. Amen. I'm giving what God gave me this afternoon. I'm telling you, we're going to have to humble ourselves. Have pride go up before destruction and a Holy Spirit before a fall. That's what's going on in our land. A month ago, I was in a Jubilee meeting, a camp meeting in Florida. And after one of the morning services, the preacher's wives went to a lady's house and had a bruncheon, I guess you'd call it, had a time of fellowship. And all the preachers stayed and just ate in the fellowship hall. Then we had a meeting. Pastor, this is what we talked about. Why are our brethren falling like they're falling? Why are the faithful preachers messing up? Are you hearing me? I've got friends who are out of ministry tonight. Some of them need to be and sit down because they are now disqualified. That Bible ain't changed.
No, sir.
That is not a book of suggestions.
No, sir.
Amen. That Bible told me how to live, how to act, and how to do. Amen. That ain't going to get me a lot of meetings and preaching like that, but it's sure going to make God pleased. And I'm more interested in pleasing the Lord than I am everybody else. And I want folk to love me, and I want to have friends. I'm going to tell you, it ain't at the expense of pleasing God.
Amen.
I'm telling you that we talked about that and trying to help each other.
Yes, sir.
We weren't naming nobody. We weren't gossiping.
No.
We were trying to wrap our heads and our hearts around what's going on. Two things that come up is so, I believe some of the men of God have let their prayer life go. And their Bible reading for their self go. They're studying to preach instead of studying to grow. But preacher, I believe the number one problem among preachers is pride. Men of God are getting lifted up thinking, I'll never do what so-and-so did. I got news for you, got news for me. Better than us had already fallen. Amen. Hey, church, better than you have already fallen. If we don't humble ourselves. Amen. My mama's here tonight. She got to be with me this week. We're close to home, and I'm glad of that. Mama used to tell me as a boy, I'd get puffed up, you know, as boys will. And she'd say, son, it's time you get off your high horse. And I think in the church world, it's time we get off our high horse and humble ourselves before God. Admit we're nothing, that we're nobodies, that without the help of God, we're going to make shipwreck. We're going to make a mess without God. Amen. We're going to have to humble ourselves. Let me say, secondly, part of our responsibility, we're going to have to hunger. For he said, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. How long has it been since you've been hungry for the things of God? I didn't even think I was going to be able to preach that way my voice was, but it's doing pretty good right now. I believe God wants me to preach. Amen. I ain't going to be able to sing not one lick probably all week, but God called me to preach anyhow.
Amen.
I'm trying to deliver the groceries.
Amen.
That's what I've told everybody since God called me, Benedict. I'm carrying bread to hungry souls. You can't make a man eat, but he gets real good and hungry. It won't matter what you set on the table. We're coming into church and the word of God's been preached and people turn their noses up. I can tell you why they're full. They didn't come hungry. They come already full. You ever run all day, run through every burger joint, went by Krispy Kreme, got you some donuts. Fellas worked all day, went running here, yawning all day. Even as a preacher visits the hospital, come home, your wife's cooking, open the door, and the aroma rolls out. But you've been running through the drive-thru and eating donuts all day. You're saying, uh-oh. Yeah. She's going to expect me to eat like I have the other times. Right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It's hard to fake that. And you know what? It's hard to fake it down at church. Though I know a lot of church folk think they're faking pretty good. But it tells on you when the invitation starts. It's either holler, amen, hallelujah, preacher. It's enough fun to get out of that seat, get in the office, say, God, I'm hungry. I got to have what he just said.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, before God revive us, we'll have to humble ourselves and we'll have to get hungry. We're going to have to get like the psalmist did in Psalm 42. And verse 1 and 2, he said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Hey, it's going to take some thirsting and hungry. The psalmist said in Psalm 63 and verse 1 and 2, he said, O God, there my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsty for thee. My flesh longing for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Are we in a dry land or what? He said in verse 2, to see thy power and thy glory so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Hungry for God to do a work of revival in our day and in our hearts. Amen. Did you come hungry? Amen. I know, listen, we're all flesh. Sometimes we drag in. Let's be honest about it. I didn't come in kicking my heels up. I've been congested, my throat about gone all day and been concerned about preaching. But the longer I sat here, the more I knew God got a hold of this thing. Reminded me of that afresh. Amen. I'm telling you, it takes a little bit some time to get us in here and maybe stir up in us what is going to draw us toward God. We're going to have, that's what them old timers did. They hungered for God. I pastored in Yancey County, the last church I pastored. 14 and a half years I was there. Had an older gentleman, he is in heaven now. I'd every now and then drop in and see him, especially after he got shut in. And we'd talk about this, that, and the other. And he got to tell me one day, preacher, about a revival meeting at Possum Trot in the old white building when it sat more on the corner. He said, Brother Dave, that's back in the day we went morning and night. And he said they even brought the school over the hill from Ball Creek. in the morning service. Can you say there'll be lawsuits in our day if you've done that? Son, I can hear the liberal scream now. But in Texas, they want you to memorize part of the Quran. There ain't no lawsuits going. Amen? He said they was having an old time meeting, and this was me, and he got saved in. He said, but the first week, he said, there wasn't nothing going on. He said, back then, you didn't go 2 weeks, you weren't successful. That's when they really believed that. He said it was locked down. Matter of fact, they left church one night, and they said, we may just have to shut it down and try it again another time. They come to church the next morning, and as Baptist dudes, the men has gathered on the front porch, talking, fellowshipping a little bit. When they look down, Possum Trot, there's a gentleman coming up the road, and he was waving his hands a little bit. And they just waved back at him. I just thought he's been neighborly. Went back to talking. They looked up again, and they saw him a wave, and as he's coming up the road. And they thought, wow, that's strange. Waved back at him again. But when he got closer to the porch, he was still waving, and they began to hear his voice saying, come this way, holy dove. Come this way, holy dove. Come this way, holy dove. He had been alone with God. He knew that they must have a visitation of another world, and God was going to be able to do something for them. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, he got hungry. Amen. We're going to have to pray and seek his face. Amen. I'm all for praying for the sick, and I believe we ought to. But I tell you what, if God heals them a million times and they die lost, what good was the healing? Amen. We're going to have to seek his face. We're seeking his hand. We need to seek his face. We seek his face. I got to think about this today. Holy Ghost, remind me. Isaiah, in Isaiah 5, his message is this. Woe unto them. That's his message. Woe unto them. But in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And his train filled great God in heaven. His train filled the temple. He said, I saw them seraphims are crying, holy, holy, holy. I'm going to tell you, oh, Isaiah, it made him quit looking at them. He saw him. Amen. He saw himself, and he changed his message and said, woe is me. Amen. That's right. By the way, let me just throw this out. Help you preachers. We are in the end at the Laodicean time. That's where we're at. Verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, the first six churches, he talks to them as a whole church. Now he's saying, if anyone. Because you know what I'm learning? Everybody in your church don't want it. Everybody in the church I'm a member of don't want it. So as God's saying, if any man, I'm a knocking. If you open the door, throw out the welcome mat. I'll come in, we'll sup together. Amen. I'll tell you, if you get sick and tired of this world, you get hungry for God, wanting the fellowship with God, I'm going to tell you, friend, that hunger calls you to pray and to seek his face. Amen. We're going to have to humble ourselves. We're going to have to hunger. Number three, we're going to have to get real honest. He said, my people which call my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, all you young people, look at me just a minute. I'm raising teenagers and a four-year-old. I know that every generation's got their lingo. Mine did, yours did. But I don't tell you young people something. You look at me and hear me real good. I know in this day, if they like something, they say, that's wicked. But I want to tell you, the word wicked in the Bible don't mean good. It means it's displeasing to God. That it's wretched, that it's wrong, that it's ungodly. And God said about His people, He wasn't hollering at the sodomite. He wasn't preaching to anybody. He said it might be, or turn from their wicked ways. It's hard enough to humble, hard enough to hunger, but to get judgment day honest with God is maybe the hardest of all of them. When I talk with my kids, if something's not right, they'll tell you, Daddy will say, judgment day honest. That's how honest we're going to have to get.
Yeah.
Coming to altar and saying, Lord, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Boo-boos, slip-ups. Ain't going to get it.
No,
we're going to have to confess what we've done and repent.
Amen.
Turn.
Amen.
I'm preaching what's on my heart. He said it might be which come and shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. As long as you think you're okay, you're going to stay right where you're at. As long as enough in your church thinks they're okay, your church is going to sit still. Amen. All I know to do is preach. I'm trying my best. If a man calls me and said he's wanting revival, then revival preaching what you going to get. I can't meet preach with the best. I know how to exhort, and it's all right in this place. If you're going to have revival, we're going to have to get thoroughly right with God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Turn from their wicked ways. Amen. The responsibility of God's our part.
Amen.
Our part. We've been without revival because of our part. Amen. Amen. The responsibility of the God's people, humble themselves, hunger, and be honest. Let's look a second at the response of God. If we'll meet our responsibility, amen, if we'll do what He said we had to do, then this word comes in. Then will I. That's a promise. And I want to tell you that promise is from one that cannot lie. That promise is from what? That doesn't change His mind from one day to the next. That's a promise from what? Who doesn't change from one crowd to the next.
Amen.
The Lord said, hey, you do what I said to do, I'm giving you a promise. Then will I. We say in these mountains, you can take it to the bank. Amen. You can stand on it. You can build on it. You can live back. You can take yourself the glory back. If God promised it, it'll stand forever.
Amen.
What did He promise? Number one, to answer prayer. He said, then will I hear from heaven. His ear is open. His hand is outstretched. Amen. If we meet our responsibility, He'll honor His promise. I hear that heart. I hear that church. He promised to hear from heaven. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great mighty things which thou knowest not. You remember what I said a moment ago that shot the socks off of most of y'all? That I'm not looking for God to do what he did in the past. That blowed some of you so bad, some of you ain't over it yet. But can I ask you a question? How many times have we left church and said, man, that's the best service I've ever been in my life? I have. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. It was good to be in God's presence. But just down the road, a few weeks or a month or so or less, God come flooding through again. And we leave out the same door and we got the same word. That's the best service I've ever been in my life. You know what that's a telling us? If we'll listen to our own self talk just a second, we're saying we ain't seen it all. We ain't seen everything he can do yet. He said, I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Remember there in Ephesians again, that verse quoted a while ago? Unto him they will do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. Can you ask for some big stuff? Can you think up some big stuff? He said, ha, 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 ha. I can go way beyond that.
Amen.
Amen. Your God is not an idol God.
Amen.
The one you serve is not a statue on a mantle, but he's the one that put everything in its place.
Amen.
He said, I promise I'll hear from heaven. Number two, he said, I promise the account will get settled. He said, then will I hear from heaven, what? Will forgive their sin. That word there, forgive, is the word pardon. To spare. I'm telling you, the hope of America, if we're going to stay the judgment hand of God, is for us to repent as God's people. God promised, if you'll turn, I'll forgive that sin. I'm glad God don't hold a grudge. I'm glad God, when I come to the altar and I've sinned and I confess it as sin, I'm glad he don't say, you've done that before. And I'm not going to put up, no, I'm not going to deal with you no more. If he was that way, we'd all be goners. But he said, if you recall and repent, I will forgive. Amen. He has promised to settle the account. Amen. Number three, he said that he not only would answer prayer, answer as you call it, not only did he say he would settle that account, but let me say this, he said, I'll attend to the need. He said, I will heal your land. Amen. The only hope America has, that's my message up and down this country. The only hope for America is us that are saved to have revival. We are the last roadblock on the Broadway of destruction. Amen. Your children are in the balance. Your grandchildren are in the balance. If we don't have revival now, God have mercy upon us. Most of us here tonight, I'm closing, right? Most of us here tonight never dreamed America get where she is now. If you told me, as a 10-year-old boy in 1980 when I got saved, I was hearing prophetic preaching and I was scratching my head. Well, how's that going to happen? It can't get that bad. And it has. We're there. And it's going to get worse. The world, listen to me, the world is going to get worse. But we can have revival right in the middle of all of it. Amen. God can do a work in you and me if we'll let Him. The I hinges on the if. What will you do tonight, church? We're several churches together. It's the reason I got praying like I did. Because you're most of you from this community, some from Woodford, a little bit further out. But hey, the cloud that brought revival, brought rain in Elijah's day, wasn't very big. The world tonight is flocking around Asheville because the president's in town. They don't know we're up this holler. WLOS didn't call me today saying, how's the meeting going? They didn't say we'll have a truck there and we'll have footage at 11. They don't know we're up this holler. But there's a God in heaven. He knows right where you're sitting at. What pew you're on. Amen. And He's saying, if my people, this handful of believers right here, could do what people think's impossible, could help turn our nation back to God, this handful of believers. If them early disciples shook the world, and when they showed up, Acts 17, where they would come hunting for them, and Jason's in the house, but they're gone. They come to Jason, and they say to him, them that turned the world upside down, where are they at? This handful of believers, if my people. They say, watch out that bunch. They turning the world upside down. It ought to be so. Amen.